Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. And this is about proposal for trial by jury to be drastically reduced. So the Labour government in the United Kingdom is doing this, but methinks it's only about South Britain. Could be wrong. Anyway, trial by jury is not as extensive as you might think, because the great majority of criminal trials in the magistrates' courts, which can impose a maximum sentence of 2 years, these are for petty matters. Shoplifting or dine and dash or drink driving and things like that. It's only the graver offences that go to the Crown Court, which can give anything up to life in prison without possibility of parole. But you can even be convicted in the magistrates' court, and the magistrate, stipendiary magistrate, or the bench of lay magistrates might think their sentencing powers are insufficient in view of the gravity. And so they could send the convict up to the Crown Court, where he or she could be awarded a stiffer sentence. Anyway, so Labour says they're going to do this for the less heinous offences, and the idea is to get swifter justice. Justice delayed is justice denied. I can't remember who said that. To reduce the black backlog of cases, there are tens of thousands of cases backlog, partly because of COVID. And they weren't willing to do online hearings. Sometimes they're like, we've actually got to see the person, the jury's actually got to see the person. Seeing them over video link is not good enough to think to tell, do you really believe what the person's saying, and so on. So people and a crime is committed or allegedly committed, the person might be charged by the police, he or she bailed or held on remand, which is otherwise the prisons were bursting at the seams. People on remand are waiting trial for a very long time, even on bail. They can't move on with their lives. Often they lost their job because of the case. They can't get a new one. They might be banned from doing this because they're awaiting trial, part of the bail conditions. They might be forbidden to leave the country. There might be a business trip, can't go, holiday, can't go, family wedding, can't go in many cases. I mean, if it's something trifling, then they'll be allowed to go. But if it was something quite major, no, on the basis they might abscond. How are we never going to come back to face trial? And the complainants, they feel they can't move forward. They haven't had closure. They want someone to be convicted and punished for it. I mean, maybe the person will be acquitted, but there's not even a chance that it's not satisfactory for anybody. And then witnesses, their memories are getting stale. They might even die before they get to the witness box, and so on. And so some prosecutions are dropped. So it's not a good situation. And I realize there is a problem. I'm just saying this is not the solution. What is the solution? Well, that's the government to come up with. But I'm just saying that this is not a good one. So also it's very expensive. Okay. But I mean, that's, can we really put a price on justice? And to make the whole system more efficacious. But people are against it, saying that civil liberties are under threat. Again, this is a palladium of a liberty. Allowing trial by jury to be tried by the jury of your peers as guaranteed under Magna Carta Libertatum. Because up until now, all these people have been agents of the state, the police officers and the Crown Prosecution Service, and well, the prosecuting counsel, the judge, and so on, even the defense barrister, defense solicitors. So, how about get some ordinary women and men, your peers, ordinary citizens, and they will be there to say you've got the wrong person, or indeed, no crime was committed at all. You said this is a crime. Actually, it wasn't. This was consensual. Or no, the person said he paid for it, and actually he did pay for it. The complainant is lying. Or point is, well, it's just not proven. Okay, if we're not sure, we have to say acquit. Okay, unless proven beyond all reasonable doubt. If there's significant doubt, that is not guilty. And so it's often a failure of proof defense. And so it goes on. Okay, so this will undermine public confidence in the justice system. It'll impact certain groups very heavily. They think ethnic minority people and the jury not being state employees is a good thing. I know the government wants to bring everything in the purview of the state because they believe in really everything inside the state, nothing outside the state. This is part of their creeping totalitarianism. So the majority of people want the jury system, and I know the majority is often wrong, but I think not in this case. So make it unaccountable. It would enhance overweening state power and so on. So it's bad news, and it must be firmly resisted. Okay, so this is a central pillar of the judicial system, and it's unacceptable what they're going to do. So this will be chipping away at our civil liberties yet again. Yeah, it's very worrying that this branch of government is going to have ever more control. So there'll be judicial bias. We need to get the public involved. We've got a range of views. So the Liberal Democrats, the Conservatives, and many barristers and solicitors say we mustn't do this. Backlog in the courts. You could, of course, hire more judges. All these lawyers, particularly barristers, say they're underpaid. Some of them have this very expensive education. The more fool them to then earn minimum wage. We can give them part-time work. And judges don't need fat salaries. They can have very modest salaries. Just have a lot more of them. Make them sit longer hours. Hire judges. So some courts open 24 hours a day. Not with the same. I mean, can we get the, for someone so you can get the witnesses in there? Not to say a judge has to work more than 8 hours a day. Weekend sitting, sit through the holidays because there's sort of terms for courts and things like that, and speed up the justice system that way. That would be good. And obviously, stop chasing up ridiculous things like Facebook posts, criminalizing that, prioritizing that over real violent crime, and that would help enormously. So anyway, let's keep trial by jury because we know the judges, they're all gifted in the arts, so that correlates with a certain mindset and personality traits and prejudices. We hear they're independent. How do we know that they recognize the fallibility of the judiciary, that they're whatever, neutral? Again, how do we know? I don't take this on trust. What's your proof of that? I don't have this sort of blind faith in that some people purport to do. So we should have a jury, therefore, it's reflective of broader society. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecarlin79@gmail.com. Goodbye.